Well, good Wednesday morning, church. It's great to be with you again. Today, we are going to be in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 through 21. Again, God's saving word for this week is faith. In this passage of Scripture, the Apostle Paul explains that Gentiles are now included in God's plan of salvation and share in the promise that God made through Christ Jesus. Today's reading concludes with Paul's prayer, attesting to the breadth and depth of Christ's love. So let's begin, Ephesians chapter 3. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles, pray to God. Surely you have heard that God, is in His grace, has given me this work to do for your good. God revealed His secret plan and made it known to me, and I've written briefly about this. And if you will read what I have written, you can learn about my understanding of the secret of Christ. In times past, human beings were not told this secret, but God has revealed it now by the Spirit to His holy apostles and prophets. The secret is that by means of the gospel, the Gentiles have a part with the Jews in God's blessing. They are members of the same body and share in the promise that God has made through Jesus Christ. I was made a servant by the gospel of God's special gift, and He gave me, through the working of His power, that responsibility. I am less than the least of all of God's people, yet God gave me this privilege of taking to the Gentiles the good news about the infinite riches of Christ, and of making all people see how God's secret plan is to be put into effect. God, who is the creator of all things, kept His secret hidden through all the past ages, in order that at the present time, by means of the church, the angelic rulers and powers in the heavenly world might learn of His wisdom in all of its different forms. God did this according to His eternal purpose, which He achieved through Christ Jesus our Lord. In union with Christ and through our faith in Him, we have the boldness to go into God's presence with all confidence. I beg you then not to be discouraged because I am suffering for you. It is all for your benefit. For this reason, I fall on my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth receives its true name. I ask God, from the wealth of His glory, to give you power through His Spirit to be strong in your inner selves, and I pray that Christ will make His home in your hearts through faith. I pray that you may have your roots and foundation in love, so that you, together with all God's people, may have the power to understand how broad and long, how high and deep is Christ's love. Yes, may you come to know His love, although it can never be fully known, and so be completely filled with the very nature of God. To Him who, by means of His power working in us, is able to do so much more than we can ever ask for or even think of, to God be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus for all time, forever and ever. Amen. Today's key verse is Ephesians chapter 3, verse 21. To God be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus for all time, forever and ever. Amen. You know, in verse 3, Paul claims to be a servant of the gospel by God's special gift. And this servant required him to bring the message of the kingdom of heaven to the Gentiles. And yet in his prayer, what is he doing? He's praying to Him who, by the means of His power working in us, is able to do so much more than we could ever ask for or even think of. To God be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus for all time, forever and ever. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, your love for me is broad and long, high and deep. Make your home in my heart so that I may grow in faith day by day and stay rooted in your wondrous love. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday morning to a conclusion. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning. God bless.